Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Powell Chapel Memorial Center with retired pastor William H. Smith Sitko. Hello and welcome, Brother Smith. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing good, Sister Darlene, and I'm glad that we got beyond the technical difficulties. I had to find a phone that was charged up. But good day, and we welcome you to Sit Call and Ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center, located at 119 Powell Chapel Road in Pulaski, Tennessee, hosted Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time by Sister Darlene J. Clark, the author of the book titled Shattered Innocence, along with yours truly, retired Pastor William Albert. And we welcome you to call in your prayer request at this phone number, 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. Call in your prayer request, and we'll begin with an opening prayer followed by a reading of God's inspired word. May we pray. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us this day. We thank you, oh God, for the ability to see a bright, sunshiny day, even after the dreariness and the windy conditions. You let us know that you can still make a sunshiny day come out of a stormy situation, and we say thank you. Thank you, God, for being there when our lives became stormy, when if we were a ship tossed about to and fro by unstable waters and contrary winds. But just as your son Jesus was awakened and he went from the bow of a ship from the hull of a ship to the bow, and he told the elements to be still. So when we want to experience a calmness and a peace that goes beyond our ability to figure things out, all we've got to do is call upon the name given above all names by which our salvation has come, the name of Jesus, where every knee is to bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for our deliverance. Thank you for our healing. And thank you for preserving us and keeping us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And then for a scriptural reading, we look at Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. And we'll just lift up one verse. And it'd be verse 8. And basically, it says, when he returned, the people were praying. And we ask Lord's blessing upon our focusing upon that. And may he continue to provide for us uniquely, as he always has done. So, Sister Darlene, if you'd be so kind, you share with us any prayer concerns that we will, and then after that, if you'd be so kind to share with us two things from the book that you authored or any inspirational poems that you've written. All righty.
Okay, thank you, Brother Smith. And we got to remember to pray for Noah Young, who's still healing after surgery, and Faye Ferris, that's at home after and recuperating from the brown recluse spider fit. Right, and let's continue to pray for Brother Flippin, that was burnt over 70% of his body. Victims of disasters and storms, bridges, and earthquakes. My friend William Pennington, Brother Hargrove, that's in a nursing home as well. Mary Clark's family, they lost their mother. A friend who fractured her back. Brother Michael, unspoken prayer request. Brother Ken, unspoken prayer request. James has got chronic pain. I think you said the Lippman lady had passed away. A friend, Angela, Sue, she needs healing. And please pray for me and so many missing and murdered children. Then there's Gloria, she needs healing as well. Our country, Eric is sick. Tamara is doing a lot better. My neighbor that has fallen. Villain wants an unspoken prayer request. A friend who is a veteran needs prayer and answers to get into a home, assisted living where he can afford living there. Then Annie's relative who passed away, please continue to pray for that family. Jimmy is sick with a lung infection, and then he's got bad sores on the bottom of his foot, like a, I hope it's not gangrene again. My friends, Debbie and Jackie, who we have Bible study on Mondays around noon. My friend Michael, another Michael that needs healing prayers. Jenny that needs healing prayers as well. And please continue to pray for the people, even though some of them might not want prayer. I'll pray that they see the light and turn their hearts and minds and focus it on God and get to know Him as a personal Savior.
All righty. And I spoke with a relative of mine up in Columbia. She sent me a text yesterday, but I got back with her this morning. And we want to lift up in our prayers Brother Douglas Jones with the transitioning of his wife. We grew up together. His father worked with my father. I believe he's a retired employee with Western Electric, and he moved back to Columbia and became a real estate agent and was successful in that. But his wife went to be with the Lord, and she is probably being funeralized at St. Paul Church Columbia as we speak. And I think they're well in their 80s, and one of those families or couples that have been married probably close to 60 years.
Wow.
But we do want to remember them in our prayers.
You said a cousin as well at something. What happened to her?
No, I'm not aware. I just heard that, you know, she passed and the funeral was going on today.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something about your cousin.
No, she's the one that called and told me.
Oh, your cousin called and told you about
this
loss, okay.
Yeah, she texted me and then I talked to her this morning.
There had been a case that we have been focusing on in the news world, nationwide, or could be worldwide, on that Dylan Rounds in Utah. And it's been several years since they thought that he had been murdered. And they recently got his body, and now the family, there's been an autopsy on it and everything because he was murdered. And please go with that family, even though they knew and speculated that's probably what happened to him. But once they get final answers, it still hits the family hard on the loss of a son that's 18, 19-year-old. And they really do need prayers and uplifting and people not to judge them or harass them. Let them have the grieving period and let them be. You know, let them. Yes.
That's true. Okay.
So one of the one. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, go ahead and pray.
Okay, we'll pray for that situation. Oh, God, again, we approach thee, and there's a new bond that exists between a mother and child and father and son and husband and wife. And then there is the uncertainty of what would come our way in adulthood, even as parents. And then the tragedy of the unexpected disappearance or death of a loved one. And then as time goes on, there's still no resolution or an answer to what took place. But Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that you would intervene, that you would make strong that which is weak, that you will take away the discomfort of the pressure of worry and fear. And we ask, oh God, that you would fill others with compassion, that they refrain from asking unnecessary questions or imposing themselves upon the time that the family needs to be to themselves. And that way the Holy Spirit can administer to their particular needs. Let them be the recipients of genuine love and concern and compassion. Help us to love people as if we were in relationship deeply with you. People will know who we are and if we're your disciples, if we have love for one another, because you first loved us. And without you, we can do nothing but fail. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All righty, Sister Darlene, if you share with us some nuggets from your book that you authored or inspirational themes from any poetry that you have penned.
This is something I read sometimes at my meetings or when I go to a support group that I sometimes do. Abuse affects our lives in so many ways. What do we do when we're too scared to tell? When we have trusted someone and they did not help. Sometimes someone asks, what did you do to get punished this way? Abuse is abuse. Abuse is not punishment. Abuse is torture, crippling, and debilitating. What advice would you give others to help them through the horrendous? Are you there for the person or for the knife in your friend or relative's back, since you may have turned a blind eye to it? Are you claiming to advocate against abuse but condemn the people who tell and share their stories? Do you want to be a part of the solution or part of the problem? Let's stand united and discuss ways in which we may help others. What ways have helped you in your healing journey? Are you in a constant battle fighting the negative forces within? Stop. Let's encourage one another. Are you an officer in the judicial system not doing your job to help the victim? That means you're not doing your duty. Your duty is to serve and protect. How do we open the public's eyes so they can acknowledge and feel the need to help protect the children and our citizens? The children are our future. You matter.
Yes, that is so true. That is so true. That is so true. And we encourage our listeners to give us a call to to let us know your prayer concerns and what it is that may be worrying you. And the number to call in is 563-999-3629. And before it slips my mind, I want to lift up, thank you still on my prayers, Lord, in the work you do. 6 months ago, and feeling
you
me.
You have to get closer to the mic again, brother.
Okay. Just a good spirit we can do. Who's in a rehab facility up in Murfreesboro, recovering from broken collarbone and I'm brave pelvis. And like my sister Theresa Jones Hamilton down in Memphis, she's still recuperating. I spoke to her by phone this morning, and I think I awakened her from her sleep, so maybe I can get out of the doghouse with her. Let's look at the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And, two verses. When Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a Jewish who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in the town who kept coming to him and with the pain. Grant the justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Verse 8, I tell you, he will see that you get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And that's the key verse there. Will he find faith on the earth? So the power of prayer, is food for the sanity. Jesus anticipated that people would become slack in their prayers, telling the parable of the persistent widow that people might always pray, wondering if he would find faith on earth when he returned. Paul frequently exhorted Christians to be diligent in their prayers.
Hey brother, it's got a little muffled sound, so you got to get the mic a little bit where it'll be a little bit clearer.
All right, how about now?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. I had it on speakerphone. All righty. But the power of prayer. And Jesus wondered when he returned, would he find faith on the earth? And Paul exhorted Christians to be diligent in their prayers. Prayer always is needed with supplication, continued earnestly by people who are diligent in it with thanksgiving. Pray without ceasing. If we have become slack in our prayers, might that be an indication that we do not appreciate the power of prayer? Have we forgotten what a privilege it is to pray? Consider then some. Let's give some examples. One is prayer has power. There's forgiveness from God. The Christian can find forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, as 1 John chapter 1 and verses 7 through 10 shares with us. Thus, the erring Christian is told to repent and pray. as Acts chapter 8, verse 22 encourages us. Don't you want assurance of knowing that your sins are forgiven? Oh, it's a good thing to know that the heavy load that we carry, we can unload it because Jesus is able. And then there's boldness. There's boldness from God. When the apostle needed boldness, they prayed and God delivered. When Paul needed boldness, he asked for prayers in his behalf. Don't you want boldness when you speak to others about Christ? There is wisdom from God. Wisdom is not knowledge, but insight that makes the best use of the knowledge one has. The Christian is promised wisdom through prayer without doubt. If you trust him and never doubt, God will surely bring. Don't you want the wisdom that comes from above? And when we pray, there's healing from God. There's a song that says, I call him up, not on the phone or cell phone or landline, but tell him through your prayers what you need. And those who are sick can ask the elders to pray for them. And the elders will come, they'll be touching and agreeing, and the power of God can be manifested. Those who have sinned should confess, and we should pray for one another. Oh, it's no secret what God has done. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you and me. Don't you want the aid of God wherever and whenever we are in need of spiritual and physical healing? Oh, what faith one can possess, even if it is the size of a mustard seed. We can speak to a mountain and it will be moved. Then there's tranquility from God when we pray. The scriptures proclaim that God has ultimate control over the nations. God can regulate the hearts and minds of individuals. Thus, we are commanded to pray for our rulers that they, as well as we, may lead and follow in a quiet, tranquil manner. Don't you want to live in peace and tranquility and for others too as well? The power of prayer can indeed be a blessing to the one who prays in faith, for those for whom prayers are offered. There's help in time of need from God. We have a wonderful high priest who understands our problems. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide until the day is done. Oh, we need to boldly approach the throne of grace in our prayers to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. No tender voice like thine can feast afford. Oh, bless us now, my Savior, as we come. We come just as we are, not high-minded, but we come as little children, knowing that you will provide and you will take care of us. Indeed, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person, it avails much, and it can accomplish much. Prayer has great power. It's powerful and effective. Is it not robbery field to plug into the source of unlimited power? If such is true of one righteous man who thinks about others and not just himself, how about the prayers of many righteous individuals? Do we believe in the power of prayer? Then let us pray always, not just when we want something, but let us pray that God will continue to meet our needs according to his riches that are in glory. Let us continue earnestly, be genuine and for real in our prayers. Yes, let us pray without ceasing. If there ever was a time that we needed the Lord, it is now. Now is the time to accept Jesus. Now is the time to have a friend like Jesus. Today, this moment, this minute, in this hour is the time. There's no time like the right time, and the right time is now. There were individuals who were praying. One stood on the corner, and people were walking by and everything. He wanted to be seen, and he loudly began vocalizing his conversation to God. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like William Albert Smith. I thank you that I'm not like Bob Jones. And he was just going on and going on. I thank you for my house. I thank you for my garments. I thank you for my possessions. But there was another individual who, because of him knowing just the weight, the guilt, the shame that was weighing down upon him, he didn't even want to lift his head and look upward. He just lowered his head and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the question was, which of the two that prayed, their prayer was heard? And with a contrite and a righteous heart, their petition was received by God. And that's what we have to do, is remember there is power in prayer. Somebody prayed for you and me. Somebody had us on their minds. Somebody took the time and prayed for you and me. And I'm glad they prayed. I'm glad that they took the time and prayed for you and me. Again, we invite you to join us Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. And the call-in number for sick call is 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. And on Monday at 2, there will be the broadcast, but also on Monday, and I'll call upon Sister Darlene to share with us what takes place on Mondays at 5 p.m., as well as give us our closing comments. Sister Darlene.
Yes, sir. We'll go and do the next lesson on Faith of a Centurion that Brother William Smith had written. And I'll be going over that with y'all, and we will be reading the scripture and going over the faith of the centurion. Please call in. You can call in with questions or call in just to listen. We'll be glad to hear from you. And it's at 6 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as the sick call is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. But thank you so much for coming. God bless you, Brother Smith. Thank you for your words of encouragement.
All righty. God bless you. And don't get in no trouble. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.